We're talking with Josh Borgen from Watts, getting into the fishing on Chassel Bay, on Portage Lake, of course. But I want to switch over now and kind of go back to Berrigan County, talk about Huron Bay, because I heard there's some brave souls actually out on some ice. Is there any safe ice on Huron Bay?
There is. A lot of that more inward lake stuff, I call it, where it's pretty hard to get to unless you're friends with somebody on, you know, a camp or something you can go off of. But as far as most of the public access, it's not even ice out there yet. There's a spot we call the A-frame. It's just a big A-frame house. And there isn't any ice past there yet. That ice that's been growing has been kind of getting busted off and pushed back in. But the ice that was originally there for probably the last month that's been real sketchy has not blown out. And I'm expecting here that it's going to be growing with the warm weather we had. It melted all the snow off. And I'm hoping that it starts growing some ice. But, yeah, there's been some guys, you know, clinking around near shore and stuff and kind of, you know, playing with the devil a little bit, I call it. But, yeah, a few fish being caught. I'm going to go out there and check the ice and hopefully be able to retail a message back to you.
We're talking whitefish?
Whitefish, lake trout, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about steelhead or salmon yet. I find that's more in March time when the ice is, you know, starting to decay a little bit.
Well, if it doesn't ever happen on Keweenaw Bay, you know, I think it might if the planets aligned here a little bit. The water's obviously cold enough to freeze over pretty quickly overnight, but it's got to stay calm. But Huron Bay might be the only game in Berrigan County for big lake fishermen here this winter. It's possible anyway.
Yeah, and the tough part about that is, like I said, the accessibility of Huron Bay compared to Keweenaw Bay. I mean, it's tough for guys to find areas to get on, you know, from out of town and stuff, to find areas to get their snow machines on the ice and stuff. And that ice is nowhere near, you know, stable enough for a machine, and I don't think it's going to be for probably another week of cold weather. And like I said, the ice isn't really that far in Huron Bay yet. It hasn't, where it opens up, it hasn't gotten an opportunity to grow. So that's going to be a few weeks even yet, you know, when you're talking about Witch's Marina and areas like that. I don't even know if there's been ice out there. But as far as in the bay far, like I said, that ice has been there, and it's just been not good ice. But I'm hoping that with that little backbone it's got, it'll grow.
Josh, I really appreciate your time.
Right on, man. I appreciate you calling me.
And keep us filled in, huh? Shoot me a text again.
I will.
Josh Brogan from Watts giving us the update. Chassel Bay, Keweenaw Bay, and Huron Bay right here on the Outdoor Show.